そう、ああ、ブーイですね、ちゃんと。ブーイスタジオ。ああ、ハートイズム。ああ、そう。ああ、We are reciting the heart of the all the Buddha's teachings. When we recite the professional wisdom go beyond the heart of wisdom, Shira Rinpo. So, we are reciting the heart of the very heart of the whole entire Dharma, 8,000 teachings. Any teaching of Buddha. As it mentioned about the Charvatara, Yanagatida, Tamjin, Tibesha, Tamasu, all these branches of teachings, Buddha, the Mighty One, taught for the wisdom. To actualize wisdom, the ultimate wisdom realizing emptiness. The heart of the whole in terms of Dharma, that is the personal path, the parameter, the wisdom going beyond the teaching of the professional wisdom, or wisdom of the wisdom going beyond. So this is a beyond wisdom going beyond all the scriptures, the teachings, then the wisdom going beyond path, that was a teaching which reveals the path with it, that which is removes the cause of the suffering, the karma delusion, the seeds and their seeds, and including the subtle negative imprint, that so the Ramshit and the wisdom going beyond our path, and then the wishes and the wisdom going beyond all the result. Then there's also Narangshin Shirjin, the wisdom going beyond our nature. So any phenomena that exist, if it's a caused phenomena, if it is a caused phenomena, it depends on cause conditions. Even uncaused phenomena, it exists right beyond the base. The base and the conceptual mind, that which makes up the label, and depend on these three. The base to be labeled and the concept, so the conceptual thought and the label, and then the three exists. So the phenomena, any phenomena that exist, or this permanent phenomena, that which does not depend on cause conditions, or not being under the control of cause conditions, or phenomenon. What is permanent, impermanent, causative, uncausative phenomenon? So all or what's called, you know, this and that. This name. The name has to come from the mind. You see. Name has to be given by the mind, imputed by the mind. So, first of all, there is the base to be labeled, and then the valid base to be labeled, and then there's the mind, conceptual mind, there's the labels. So by depending on the valid base, the conceptual mind, but and labeling, then it can make the, then the same coming existence. So therefore all the phenomena that which exist, when we think of meaning, when we think of meaning exist, that is the object that we say discovered by valid mind is going to say that, but the that which is mentioned in the philosophical text can mention that, but the other way to think, the mean, what it means existing, anything existing or doesn't exist. So anything exists. If you take the meaning of, very meaning of existing, so that means without the valid base, even there's the conceptual, making up the label doesn't exist. Even there's the valid base, but there's no conceptual thought making up the label, it doesn't exist. So by depending both. There's the valid base and there's the conceptual thought. When it made up the label, believed in that, and then that came into existence. So the phenomena exist by depending on the valid base and the conceptual that makes up the labels. So therefore the phenomena, so when we meditate in that meaning, the phenomena exist in me, exist in mere name, meaning imputed by the mind. So therefore the phenomena do not exist from its own side. So but the phenomena are empty of existing from their own side, empty of the true existence, and empty of existing by nature from its own side. So existing is empty. So the point is, you have to understand by meditating the meaning of this very subtle, but the very meaning of this, the subtle dependent arising, according to the fourth school Buddhist philosopher, the Madhyamaka, the second one, Prasangika school, view of how things exist. The extremely, there which is extremely subtle, dependent arising. Existing, being made labeled. Existing, being made labeled. So we think the meaning of existing, the person, then you get the idea of existing and say it's empty. There's not something real existing, really in the sense what we normally believe real, existing from us or such. Not merely leveled by mind, existing from us or such. So what we normally believe when we use the word, people who know the teachings of Madhavika, or who don't know, have no idea, who never heard. However, the usually most of us, common people, sentient beings, when they talk in the daily life, real, which is, as I normally say, describing the what you have realized, empty. They're talking about the real, say, which they have to realize empty. But they're talking though, not the one that will exist, but they're talking about what they call real. They're talking to something which doesn't exist. They're talking, you see, something by analyzing something, you find out that which they're talking to something which doesn't exist in the daily life. They talk real, something which really from its inside, you know, something which is not there. Something which is not there at all, something which doesn't exist, you see. But believed it exists and it's there, so without using philosophical term or the natural, the normal language, and then using term the real, or say I see real or I experience real or say it's real there or something. So that so existing there. So going back, so existing have to so means existing means it's empty. So only if you think in the Pasankika's view, the subtle dependent arising, existing meaning, see how it exists, meaning that way, then means it's empty, meaning existing means it's empty, it is empty. Because existing means existing, meaning it's by mind, so it's empty of the real. What we normally, what appears to our hallucinated mind and believe by our superstitious thought, ignorance, that reality is existing from the side, so it's empty. That anything exists is empty of that. So you can see, and that way they because it is empty. Existing your name merely put in my mind. So therefore it is empty. So it is a unified way. Anything that exists, that which exists is a unified of emptiness and independent arising. So it's good, you know, by understanding this essential meaning of existing. So that even just to meditate on that point, into the empty. Anything that exists is empty, you see. visiting, not merely at Prabhupada and aimed on that. So, can meditate? It is a most profound meditation, or the most important meditation. Just think a meaning of existing, or just think a meaning of dependent arise, just that word. The meaning of dependent. The meaning of rising. Without many words. The true truth there. All those many forms of the present Prabhupada teachings, so many problems of those teachings, those, you know, essence there. And the commentaries by Lama Tsongkhapa and by many great pundits and great, those enlightened in Minaya Lamas, also from Tibet. So the commentaries, the different monasteries of the authors, you know, color commentaries, the essence, the very essence. The very point is there. Dependent arising. it's a huge subject. That means it is not independent. So the dependent means they are not, they are empty of independence, empty of independence. So that's how it eliminates dependent. Just the word dependent eliminates the extreme of eternalism, the real. Existing from the mind, you see, that not merely from the mind, so the eliminate the extreme of the eternalism. Then rises. That's the first one. Then, and the second one rises. Jung, then Jung. So, Jung, it rises. So it exists in that way. Jung. So Jung rises, exists then. Described then, then described already the nature of the phenomena, then independent, you see. The rises, Jung, so means, so that eliminates, so that means, you see, that means it is not non-existent, whatever phenomena, see, the phenomena is. It is not, therefore it is not non-existent. Dependence so is not, therefore it's not, not non-existent, it exists, it rises. Reason because it's dependent, so rises, that's how it exists, you see. So that, second word, Jung or Jung or rises, rising, that eliminates nearly it, extreme of nihilism. Extreme of nihilism. So, see, any phenomenon exists is devoid of two extremes, devoid of say, the extreme of eternalism, extreme of nihilism. So you are seeing the phenomenon this way. You see, unified emptiness, independent arisen. So using middle way, this is middle way, Madhyamika, middle way. The most correct one. According to the very subtle that view, the according to Pasangika school view. The most pure one. Then which Buddha himself realized, and this is the way how Buddha liberated himself, realized, and through this wisdom, by this wisdom, ceased all the gross subtle defilements, all the liberated from all the sufferings himself, and with his own complete experience, then he revealed, then he, you see, reveal this professional wisdom, this teaching, showing the start. This ultimate wisdom, to us sentient beings, not listening to beings, so already Buddha has liberated from are oceans of samsara, suffering and cause delusion, karma, city parliament, and broader enlightenment, causing by reading these teachings of compassion wisdom and cause them to realize and develop. See, so, numberless things already, and even at this moment, you know, enlightenment is intending, as well as future, so that. So this same teaching that what we have been learning has been what we unbelievable, most fortunate, unbelievable, most fortunate we are. What we have been hearing, and study, meditate up now. And say, oh, as even one didn't do the past, but you have one has unbelievable for opportunity now, from now on to that, to incredible fortune to learn, to meditate, to realize, and to say, follow the step, footstep, the omniscient one. The perfect being and to reach the same goal, so to have same success. The greatest success, achieving enlightenment for something being, the greatest success than anything else. The most important thing in the daily life than anything else. The first thing to think about. In our daily life, you know, say, no matter how busy a life we have, but how this is something that we have in our heart, deep down, deep in our heart is main goal. And whatever busy life we have, all the busy life is for that. If it can be so, then this way, then it can be dedicated. What can be, you see, the busy life can be for that. So then that's then the best life, no regret. Happiness now, happiness, satisfaction, fulfillment, happiness now, and happiness in the future. So after enlightenment, very very clear. So your direction of your life, very clear. You know where you're going. So, what's the objective to be achieved in the life? It's clear. There's nothing confusing. Searching the wisdom gone beyond of the nature, the nature of the phenomena. So, um, soul. So you see, something exists in us that's empty. So there's no such thing as other. There's no such thing independently existing. There's no such thing. There's no such thing that would exist without being merely imputed by the mind. There's no phenomena. There's no phenomena which exist without being merely imputed by the mind. There's no phenomena exists. There's no independent existence. Impossible. It's a contradiction. Independent and existing. So independent, you see, independent and existing is contradictory. There's no way existing and independence to be one. No way. To be unified, no way. It's contradictory. It is non-existent to existent. It's like you believe any phenomena, you see. Non-existent and existent. It is non-existent but also existent. Does it be like that? This is a different name, you know, independence. The existing problem of that is by nature. So it's all, non-existence, you see. There's no such thing in the nature of phenomena. There's no such thing. And the phenomena is pure, awful. Phenomena are pure. The nature is pure of the independence of the existing from the society, but it is existing by nature, not true existence. Phenomena is the nature is pure of these things. Right. And so there was empty of those things. So saying it is a crazy thing. You can see it is a crazy thing to say. It is non-existent existent, you know. Then you see. I mean, if you put it this way, then people might think you're crazy. People say, I don't know what the people are thinking. No idea. There are all kinds of people. So some people think that's great. Maybe some people who have taken LSD. Some people who have taken, say, Buddha grass. Buddha grass. And a small tablet LSD. Anyway, they might think it's great. Anything that is far out. Yes, what is it called there? You have some shops that New age. So New Age or LSD, So people who like to be freaked out. So then Martin's great. If you somebody says next is nice, you know this, you know that. anyway, so so that is totally silly. That totally, you know, this is crazy. You see, I mean that thing and such like that. You see, so then there's no such thing. You know. Oh, so the while it is, while it is, while it is, it is non-existent and exist, you see. So the so anyway, put in another way, the meaning of that, so the you know. You see reality, reality if you so not only if you say but if you believe that, so so normally we don't think the meaning of existing, you know, in that way. We don't meditate, we don't see. many of us, we don't think of the do not think that way. Perhaps even when we meditate, we don't think that way. Not only during daily life when we talk, conversation, but even when we meditate, we don't think that way. You know, the real meaning of existence. The subtle dependent arising, you see, in the person gets this view. that which is and then which makes you to see, you know, that is no phenomena is as a all the phenomena is empty of existing, not merely to put the opposite, not merely labeled by mind. Empty of the existing, not empty of existence, not merely labeled by mind. So, so should not think like emptiness, like, you know, like I said. Like having, let's see, the tea having sugar or salt, or the in the cake, you know, the sugar. So it is inside of the phenomena, like orange covered by inside the orange, intuition, see, the thing to eat, you know, they covered by the skin. So now that shouldn't, that's wrong way of thinking. You know, if you want to think that way, something in this sort of the phenomena contained in this sort of, then that's totally wrong. You're not, see. So you're not talking the phenomena itself. You're contained something, then you're talking two different phenomena. So you're thinking something contained, you know, like mark content, water or tea. So that fitting in is their way. So that's totally wrong. In case you're wanting their way. That's you're talking to different people now. You're not talking nature of the mark itself. You see, you're not in the job there. Yeah, that means so. So therefore now, the existing, any phenomena existing with say it's empty. So that's the very nature of the phenomena. Empty or independence, empty of the existing, not empty or existing, not empty of the existence. They're not being merely labeled by the one. So, that which is emptiness, nature of phenomena is emptiness. Empty by nature, see. It's pure by nature. The Rakshin Chitakpa. So however this emptiness, nature of phenomena is emptiness. So that is the teachings go on beyond, say. That is the Rangshin Shichin, independent, the Rangshin Nature Shichin is gone beyond wisdom. the ultimate wisdom that is out there, the professional wisdom, wisdom gone beyond, that is the Dhammakaya, the result, wisdom gone beyond. The Buddhist soul mind, Dhammakaya. So that's the objective to what we achieved, what we look for. So as I mentioned the teachings that say just perform the benefits. So there is the heart of all the teachings of Buddha, the teachings of the profession, the wisdom, the gone beyond wisdom, the 100,000 stanza, which is 12 volumes. Then the 20,000 stands were just 3 volumes. Then the 8,000 stands 1 volume. Then that which is say now the heart of all those teachings of the perfection wisdom. That is the directly revealing the meaning of the wisdom gone beyond the path to which achieving happiness, the wisdom indirectly reveals the method, path method. So in a hidden way, so that so this and it, so therefore it is called half wisdom. Share wisdom and mingle with the heart. The other meaning that is a the ultimate nature of the wholesome mind. The very nature of wholesome mind. The heart wisdom. So by realizing this, developing this wisdom, realizing the very nature of your mind, by developing this wisdom, the nature of the mind is not oneness with the delusion, not oneness with the anger, attachment, ignorance, with the, it's not oneness with the mistakes of the mind, the defilements, the negative imprint. it is a temporal obscurity. So, but in, the very nature of our mind, there is not one of these mistakes. So therefore, by discovering, realizing the very nature of our mind, by developing this wisdom, then able to remove, able to cease directly. The gross subtle developments, and as a then this mind, the total cessation, the total achieve total cessation, separation from the comments of course subtleton as a great liberation of enlightenment. So that very nature, the ultimate nature of that comes to pure mind is Subhavakaya, the holy Buddha, the very nature of that mind is there. The task of wisdom, Dhammaka, and something like that. So, so I just mentioned the teachings that the practicing, engaging in the parameter of morality, for 10 eons engaging in the parameter for the charity and as well as the parameter of say, the patience, perseverance, concentration for 10 eons. So even say, even 1 year to engage in the pure morality, you know, there's so many obstacles from the one's mind, all these delusions and obstacles due to that, and also external, you see, from outside obstacles to practice morality, to live in pure morality practice. So even say, 1 month, see difficult. Even 1 week, even 1 day, just even to, you know, just even to accept that, you know, to understand that, even that takes time to accept that, even to say, to understand that karma, to have faith in the karma there. By living in the morality, result. Happiness, good birth, next lives, and all that, the preliberation. Done with the renunciation, as result of renunciation of the bodhicitta, enlightenment, all that. However, so, after all that, and with all that understanding of the faith, that discovery and karma and faith in that, and engaging even 1 day is not easy. So, so engaging 5 parameters for 10 years, and listening to the teaching of mindfulness, and this one is far more greater merit than engaging. Then if you compare, then engaging these 5 parameters for 10 years, that much merit itself is unbelievable. But if you compare it with recent teachings on emptiness, this one's far more greater, than all others smaller. Now 10 years of listening to the teachings of Prabhupada and Paramita, and you explain the teachings on the perfection of wisdom, see the emptiness of emptiness. this one quite great merit than the listening teachings on the professional wisdom for 10 eons. So it's very small compared to the merit that you collect by explaining the teachings on this. And then. Now, one moment or one also, a second, like duration like this, snap a finger, I'm maintaining on emptiness, that, and then 10 eons of explaining teachings on emptiness. So, duration, snapping finger, mental, even that's a short time, you know, when the focus of this one quite far more greater merit than, say, 10 years of explaining teachings on the professional wisdom, see. So that, so therefore, when we through. You know, he will be able to understand the words the Buddha's teaching. But even the opportunity to recite it was this is that. even without meditating the meaning of these, to be able to just opportunity to have met this, you know, opportunity to have met this teaching, having opportunity just to recite, and there was a positive imprint on the melody, to realize in a time, sometime later, to realize the emptiness sooner of that time, so, by leaving this positive imprint on the Manalokitinam. So even just reading this one time, even just only one time in the life, even it happened only one time, it made a huge difference in the life, like between the sky and the earth, made that difference. So like even one had opportunity to recite this only one time, you know, in the life. And that life, huge difference. So you have the potential on the mind to realize emptiness. You see, even by saying one time, by having heard one time. So that's unbelievable. So that you don't have to wander in samsara and endlessly die and reborn and experience all the sufferings, nothing new, the samsara pleasures, which is only suffering, however, three types of sufferings, suffering pain, suffering change, temporary samsara pleasure, and prepares a compound of suffering, so that all the experience again, all the six sufferings, one after another, so endlessly. unbelievable hope, preparation of the mind to reach to end suffering, to end the suffering, to end your suffering or samsara, to end, gives unbelievable the preparation of the mind each time you read. Even just by reading, just by listening, there's no question if you meditate, as I just explained before, then there's, say, there's meditation on emptiness, how there's the nature of the eye, and this, then nature of the aggregates, you know, then the nature of the, each of the aggregates, and then, say, senses, objects, that is six objects, you know, the senses, then see 12 and little limb, and it's both, and the eight elements, however, of those, the emptiness of the Four Noble Truths. So say that's amazing. So each time when you look at the, each time when you look at the nature empty, or nature which is emptiness. So it's unbelievable purification, people in the karma and the. Incredible, as I mentioned before, our means of collecting extensive merits. said that this talk about this intercession of purification, the practicing the remedy of four powers, by practicing the four powers, in the long run, the after talking about the karma, then the talks about things talking about nirkama, all the suffering as results of nirkama, all the details, then talks about the six different ways of the purifying nirkama. So in the text called quoted from the text Dogen Barwa. I don't remember the author, maybe Kidu Rinpoche, I'm not sure about him, but the one who is holding the Buddha Dharma, so these nirkamas, having nirkamas collected, which definitely experience for the future for so many eons, or like something very heavy, then you see experience in this life. So there's a teacher of the karma, that you create the karma, this life, and you see the result. You see the result, you see, experience the result in this life. You see the, you know, the it was an experience of result in his life. And then in young Chile, so the clearly come in this life, and you experience the suffering of the next lives. Then that's the end of the day, the karma, karma that you, the total in the day, so karma you create in this life, and then you see the experience of the result in this life. Then karma you create this life, but the experience suffering result next lives, in other lives. The end of the day, so the karma, see, create this life, but you experience suffering result. other life, that means it could be as a hundreds lifetimes or millions or billions lifetimes or many eons after can experience. one definitely experience the evil migrator, the suffering migrator beings, you see, taking their birth and experiencing those sufferings in that life. So, so must realize is a sign that purifying the karma, that definitely one has experienced the Lord and Mother's the suffering migrant, transmigrant beings. So then one should rejoice, one should be happy. So here, this is the sort of extension sort of the related to the practice, you know, to the practice the result, to the practice the need comes get purified, you see, and then what's happening, designs what's happening. So there is so when you attempt like this, then that very in this life disease, many catastrophes, you see, problems, you know, that say, could be not doesn't have only disease. the other people criticize you. People criticize you. You see, blame you. Even including those manifest also in those. So it's a stand in teachings, but the Bodhisattva, you see, in the Buddha's Bodhicitta, so strong purification, so in the past, it can be purified. So then, it manifests in this life, such as those past heavenly karmas, then manifests in this life, you see, other people criticizing, you know, blaming, things like that. So then, other people unhappy, you know, dislike you. No complaint, see. So then just by that, those heavenly karmas done correct and harsh, you know, they're purified, you see. one doesn't have to experience, those so many sufferings, doesn't have reincarnated lower realms, and it doesn't have to experience those many years of suffering, you see. So that, so it's all that finished by that, other people give you bad reputation or the criticizing, you know, blame and things like that. You know. So, you can manifest any. Those heavenly karmas get purified. the which one has been experienced from the in hundreds thousands of lifetime, even a long time. So if you finish by experiencing some difficulties, you know, manifest some difficulties in this life. So it can be any form, you see. So even the insects biting, you know, coming in the house, the insects, they say, snakes, bite snakes, or the mosquitoes, or the all those other insects, they say, come in the house, or they say, rats, you know, eat your food, or you know. things, destroy your cherished things, you know. Or bears coming, bears. destroying your, destroying, enjoying your, refuge redwood. Bears coming and enjoying the refuge redwood. destroying the house. taking the gate away, taking the doors away. And then, then enjoying the refrigerator. So anyway, so those things which very heavily what you see something from this life very heavily one has depends something very very heavy disease or something problems that you experience or that others experience, others people who are in Dharma experience. So you see or you heard, you see some people are practicing pure Dharma, you know, doing a lot of practice. So then this there's a lot of these problems happening. So some very heavy sickness, very heavy sicknesses or things, obstacles happening. one after another, you know, first at one time, but again, you know, many things happen. So you hear, you see, so at that time should not think that, oh, you know, he's practicing Dharma, you know, he did his life in practicing Dharma, he or she, but why this is happening to her, why this is happening to him, or to me, or to other situation, the same thing, then think, then you see, thinking that, or maybe it's, maybe Dharma is not working or something, maybe it's not true, you see. So general idea, you see, you're supposed to have say, nothing happened, no obstacle happening, you know, your first Dharma, no obstacle happening, you know, something, say, like having taken drug that staying, forget everything, staying, forget the world and staying the very high. Anyway, joking. But anyway. So the thing I should not think like this, that all this many times not true, the mind get discouraged by other seeing at the time person many problems experience or seeing yourself experience many problems, then see mind feeling most of those things, anger or rising heresy, Dharma or things like that, you see. Mind, you know, the thinking is not helping me, not protecting me or not helping me because of these problems, see, manifesting this. So should not think that was saying. So once you remember this, during those times, once you remember this, what the sutras explain, because the teaching sutra explains. So this think, should understand these are the signs of being purified, those need karma, that the heavy need karma, that the inner death and the one. It makes it reborn to the Lord realm, explain those heavy sufferings, sitting several length of time. So, but I see it. By understanding this way, then one should rejoice. Thinking that is possible, this is good, this is very good. This is a very good thing that happened. This happens very good, very good for me. See, and that so. Even the small, suffering of this life, it means to finish past net karma. It means to finish the net karma that was done in the past, and there will be happiness in the future. Rejoice the suffering. So what is saying Kara Gumchumba? The Kadam Keshe who is advising to us is since we see we have perhaps Dharma, no? So the obtaining advice guru, the serving other sentient beings, serving the teaching Buddha, however the preserving the teachings, living in the morality, vows, morality, so forth. So, anyway, even the small, even the small problems, sufferings of this life. So it means no question, big problems for us. Many greater sufferings, no question, even small ones. Then I have to finish by explaining this. Happening this is good. See, mother rejoices this happens. Happening this is good. You know, it's a good sign. See. Good. Why good? Why good? I suppose it must finish the past in the karma. The karma is quite in the past. It must finish. That's been this. So I don't have experience from, you know, many lower realms for the heavy sufferings, rebirth of lower heavy sufferings. And even human realm, 100,000 lifetimes experience so much suffering, even in the realm in the future. So I don't have to resolve those many traumas I have experienced, and I'll have happiness. So therefore it's good. So I'll rejoice by thinking the benefits of the problem, by explaining this, what benefit you get, what the great benefit you get, so then, that you don't have to experience the very heavy, worked out in the heels of suffering, and because that will be happiness. So, the advantage, the great advantage of experiencing the problem, having the problem or experiencing the problem, then one rejoices the suffering. This is wonderful, you know. This is wonderful. But this is without talking explanation of the suffering on behalf of, for the benefit of all sentient beings. This is without talking that. Of course, if you talk about that, if you use your suffering for the benefit of, to benefit of sentient beings, well, then of course, then it's like the, you transform the iron into gold, you know. You use your suffering, say, to achieve enlightenment. You use your problem in life, sicknesses, cancer, AIDS, whatever sickness you have, pain, you know, relationship problem, whatever. So, whether it's curable or whether it's uncurable, however, then, of course, with bodhicitta, using the bodhicitta practice, of course, using path to achieve enlightenment, not just liberation, but from samsara, but path to achieving full enlightenment, you know, cessation of the mystery of the mind, completion of all the realizations. That's just the method. Then the goal is to liberate numberless hell beings, numberless animals, numberless animals, human beings, suras, asuras, and different beings from the oceans of some such sufferings and bring them to full enlightenment. So that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. So you're using your sicknesses or your problems of life, your difficulties, to benefit, to say, you know, is it directed or is it used, to cause, you know, ultimate benefit, enlightenment to numberless sentient beings. So freedom from the oceans of suffering, and not only that, on top of that, bring them in full enlightenment. So you're, so everything's, if you use your problems to bodhicitta, to dawn practice, they taking other sentient beings' sufferings and cause, so experiencing this for the each and every single sentence. Experiencing this to benefit even one sentient being, for the sake of one sentient being, same. The master achieving it, that per se, brings path to achieving enlightenment and to be able to enlighten all sentient beings. Even you are taking suffering over one being, which is one person, one animal of the one sentient being. small pain or smaller problems, if it's trained, then I think when there's a heavy one comes, your mind is ready to, so more easy to remember and ready to apply the practice. Courage to practice. So the daily training, trying to practice, then the big one comes, then that time what you would remember. Maybe perhaps taking refuge is more easy to remember than Dongden. Asking for somebody to help us, maybe it's kind of more than Dongden to take, to suffer for others. Maybe that's if it's an intentional training, used to it, then that's maybe more. But I think asking somebody, you see, some higher being to help, that's more. That's maybe the easy to ask that topic. So when we do that, even when we experience as we experience the suffering, even to benefit even one sentient being, we experience the problem even to benefit one sentient being. It becomes the best offering, best offering to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. As it is mentioned in the Bodhicaryavatara by Shantideva, great Bodhisattva Shantideva, said the Pembar Samba Zamjidin, Sanjay Chule Teva, the Tensor of Vegetables. So that means that even the mere thought, is a much more supreme than making offerings to the Buddhas. So no question, if you actually attend working for sentient beings, what happens with sentient beings. So the commentary is that even rise thought, to even just mere thought, benefiting to one sentient being. even say the just mere thought to benefit even one sentient being. This much more extraordinary, say, much more exalted, much more special, say, much more special than make an offering to the Buddhas. If it is like this, then it's like kepa na na. If it is like this, and then no need to say if you are. When you actually see, if you actually attempt to benefit from the happiness of sentient being. So that means here. You are not actually engaging and cause happiness to a sentient being. You're not actually engaged, but this is merely only thinking to help or to benefit to ones, to cause happiness to one sentient being. You have not yet engaged. So it becomes much more special than making offering to the Buddhas. Then how how it is that how it is. So this sentient being what is so even the so even the one who is your enemy or whom you call enemy and who has anger, who doesn't love you, who has anger, who criticize you, abuse you, or harm you. So that this person cherished by Bodhisattva, cherished by Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva generated great compassion towards all sentient beings, or towards this person. And from that, the Bodhisattva, as well as Bodhicitta, and into the Mahayana path, what is ordinary Bodhisattva, what is Arya Bodhisattva, exalted Bodhisattva, so they achieved all those qualities by dependent kindness of this sentient being. This sentient being, this person. So, the Bodhisattva is going to, this one Bodhisattva is dedicated life totally to collect merits for 300 eons, merit, wisdom, virtue, and to achieve dukkhas, to achieve enlightenment of this sentient being. all sentient being, but that means include this sentient being. So going to sacrifice life to achieve enlightenment with this sentient being. And cherish. So responsible to a harm or to a hurt, to anything, to this, to that. That's what people say. Worst thing to do is to this person, to this thing. So it was the most harmful thing to Bodhisattva. So he or she fully to suffer his life to reach enlightenment, come to power to achieve enlightenment for this being. And cherish that Bodhisattva, cherish this person, cherish this person. Cherish most than he or her own life, like the beloved mother, like her beloved mother cherishes her beloved child. The mother cherishes her beloved child. She most important in her life, and do everything, give everything to that child, best. Or the best, you know, for the child. So, anything, say, anybody who has said a nice thing to that child, you know. Anybody who says nice things, praise, offer as a gift to that child, whatever nice thing anybody does, they make the mother so happy. It affects the mother. So, like that. Now here, much more, see. So here the small benefit you offer to this sentient being, this one sentient being makes the Bodhisattva most happy. But there is a best offering. Now there are numberless Bodhisattvas who cherishes this sentient being the most, cherish the most. There are numberless Bodhisattvas who cherish this sentient being the most. Concerned for the cherish the most. So this belongs like say. Like jewel, say, like we should find a jewel, or say, however, cherish most, not possible to suffer this sentiment, this person, say. So, any harm that is done to this, then harm, you see, displeasing to all the Bodhisattvas. Any small benefit offer, best offering to all this, most happiest thing to all the Bodhisattvas. Now one Buddha, you know, cherish this most. So small service is the most pleasing to the Buddha, to the one Buddha. One small harm is the harm to that Buddha. And now there are numberous Buddhas that they all cherish the most. Also therefore to eliminate problems, whatever the sufferings, even this one sentient being, and cause happiness in us. Not only ultimate So even small comfort is the best offering to all the Buddhas. Even offer small comfort to the best offering to all the most pleasing to all the Buddhas. So that's what they all cherish the most. That example, the mother who, you know, trusts her one beloved child, Ramashi, cherish and say, do everything best for the child. So, so Bodhisattva, Buddhas, what Buddhas accomplished. So, quite merit for three kinds of gains, complete path, method, wisdom, and these two paths, of the position and being there. To be called fully qualified to be able to serve benefit sentient being, so to this sentient being, see, to finish the work, see. So, as Buddha mentioned, the Rinpoche, Avatamsika, it's called Avatamsika Sutra. So, the Rinpoche, the harm to the sentient beings is the supreme harm. This supreme harm to the sentient beings is supreme harm to me. And supreme benefit to the sentient beings is supreme benefit to me. It is equal myself and sentient beings in happiness and suffering. I have achieved this rupakaya for the sentient beings. So I have achieved this rupakaya. Benefit of us in the means. So the purpose of achieving Rukhaya is not the reason, not for, not for, not for Buddha, not for Buddha. Horrible form is not achieved, you know, to go to the beach or something, you know. Then achieve the Rupakaya so that I can go to the beach or, you know, then holidays. in the sixth doctrine or something. So, to let's say, to ski on a mountain or some, you know, to perhaps I have achieved the rupa kaya, not to say, not to lay, not to say, not to lay down at the beach, or this, you know, for hot sun shining, or the or climbing mountains, the ski. Anyway, it's not that. So it's the only to benefit of sentient beings. So say, oh, need to manifest the form. The transcendent beings, those who have pure mind, pure form, aspect of Buddha, Samudakandamaka, and those who have impure mind manifest in the impure form, so that ordinary form, having suffering, having mistakes like that. Yeah. So that. So therefore now, so therefore say, so therefore, in the life, the most happiest thing, most fulfilling, that is benefiting for, working for sentient beings, benefiting for sentient beings. So here, therefore here, even the thought, even you're not engaged actually attempting in order to cause happiness to sentient beings, freedom from the problems, but even just the mere thought, even just the thought to benefit. See, so here, you know, to cause happiness to somebody, free from problems. Even just the thought rising is the, you know, the best option to the Buddha, the Buddha self, to not just Buddha, the Buddha self. So most pleasing to them, best puja. puja means pleasing the Holy Mind. What is the guru puja? Pleasing the Holy Mind of the guru. So here, so see, the. So this is what they cherished most. So, so even mere thought, you know, benefit became the supreme, say, most pleasing to not to Buddha's Bodhisattvas. So say, so that's why it become even just mere thought to benefit one sentient being is the supreme, so is the more supreme than making offering to the Buddhas. More supreme, more special than making offering to the Buddhas. But that offering, making offering them, but to a sentient beings, making offering them, but offering them, but to a sentient beings, uh, your relation to the sentient beings negative is the impatience, anger, not harm, no respect, no towards sentient beings, harm. So this doesn't really please, doesn't become the Sama offering, you know. It doesn't really please them. Not the main, not the best thing. Please them. So here. So here, Donglin, thought taking that evil one person's one sentiment being suffering on yourself. So that's Sutra, this practice come from the this mindfulness practice for the jiva. Everything you dedicate for sentient being has come from Jhonam Yonsu Thakpeto Sutra, Sutra of Pure Contact. just few mentioned tonight here. So after talking the how sentient beings just we went through. I know how they are so precious one, so they there's nothing else in the life most satisfying and fulfilling than benefiting for sentient being, working for sentient being, serving, see. So everything what we do in the life, so dedicated for sentient being. So example like this, so the person seeking liberation, enlightenment, so need to practice, purify, and quite merit so many ways, so many different means. So the way to that, the method to that, didn't you see the omniscient one, kind, compassionate, the omniscient one, Rishabhyamana Buddha, say, who has great compassion to us and is skilled to guide us in the wings. And so even in the daily life, even by the way, you see, you know, the eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, this is just normal, you see, that we do in everyday life. So even during those, by the way, even those, see, times, you know, by the way, then, to collect unconceivable merits, revealing the means to collect unconceivable merits. So, to benefit us, sentient beings, see, who has a less merit, lower intelligence, or the less merits, to benefit us, then revealed these methods. So, the minute in the morning, the minute you want to wake up, you see, immediately think, may I achieve? Say, I think this is the old habit, you know. I think it's not may I, but my nature comes that may I. So, may all sentient beings achieve holy Buddha. So, the minute when you wake up, first thing, the minute when you wake up, remember that. May all sentient beings achieve holy Buddha. Okay? Then, when you dress, may all sentient beings wear the dress of shy and shameless. So one thing is it. So any unrighteous action that that has people say it has a negative result, you know, suffering to oneself and to others, and so then that action negative, you see. So then because of reasoning of oneself, then this is shy, he maybe tell you it's maybe shame and so. concerning oneself, the shy ones, then the concern of others is they tell it to you. Shame is. Is there a difference in English? Shy, shame. So it is shy and shame, you see, then you don't engage in any karma. So that's what it is. Able to practice morality and all these things, you see. May all sentiments wear the dress of shy and shameless. So this way, dedicated, when you dress, dedicated for sentiments. Yeah. Liberated from the Obama. So that's when you take off the belt. Here the most is from Sutra. But something like that, maybe I say, the advanced not mentioned there, particularly the tendency not to, dedicate for sentient beings, that, then when you go to bed, so now's a bad time, so. except those who are happy to drive back to home. Or go to bed in the car. So in the bed. So after you lay down, you see, sleep, you see. May all sentient beings eat dhammakaya. So we stop there. Or maybe not, maybe getting up. So when you get up, then you see. May all sentient beings rise up from the great oceans of suffering or samsara. May all sentient beings stand up or say, from the oceans of samsara suffering. So this is, I think, meaning to liberate everything. So to practice, to train, so during this, you see, then, see, here is so the training. You can get habituated with the daily life, you see, then practice this time, then you see. So it's very good to do this. Of course, in daily life, but especially retreat, then you can use these things, and that's a very good one.